We began the series on hearing the voice of God. Tonight we are going to be speaking on practical ways to hearing the voice of God. You can say practical ways of hearing the voice of God or to hearing the voice of God. And tonight what we're going to be expounding upon is actually reach by context. So I like you to pay attention. And the Lord is passing through tonight, and what will be communicated, I know it from the heartbeat of the Father, is actually to make our work with Him much more easier and smoother. What will be communicated today on the topic, practical ways of hearing the voice of the Lord, will help us from securing unnecessary injuries in the course of our walk with God. This is a practical message, so I wouldn't be jumping through many scriptures, but my foundation, the foundation of my teaching tonight, will still be hinged upon the scriptures. Practical ways of hearing the voice of God. There are many voices in the world today. Paul wrote to the church in Corinthians. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth. They are known as the Corinthians. And the church is located in a place called Corinth. So, Paul notified them that there are many voices. There is not only the voice of God, there is the voice of man, like you hear my voice. There is also the voice of the devil. There are strange voices out there, but we need to be able to know how to sieve these voices and recognize that which is of God. Practical ways of hearing the voice of God. Science students know what practical means. When they have to go for practicals, they wear their lab coats, and as they wear their lab coats, they go into the laboratory, and everything is done practically. They take specimens, they put on their lab coats, and you know, it is practicalized. So practical happens to be better than theory, because in practical, you learn way faster. So that's why I said I don't want to dive into too many scriptures tonight on this series of how to hear from God. We've talked about how to hear from God. We've talked about how to discern the voice of God. And today, we're talking about the practical ways of hearing the voice of God. Romans chapter 12, verses 2. If you are there, join me, read the scripture. Romans chapter 12, I read from 1 to 2. Paul is writing to the church at Rome. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He went ahead in verse 2 to say, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, the concept of hearing the voice of God boils down in this matter tonight. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. If you are not transformed in the renewal of your mind, or by the renewal of your mind, you will not be able to know that which is the voice of God. Hear me clear. You need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind in order to detect that which is the voice of God. For instance, I want to send a file to somebody. Before it used to be Bluetooth, now people send through Zender and through smartphones. Now, let's say I want to send you something through the Zender, and If your Zender is not on, you will not be able to trap what I'll be sending to you. So your Zender needs to also be on, just like my Zender is on. Your Zender also needs to be on, and then you can be able to receive from me. In today's world now, Zender also has a passcode, something you have to scan through before you can be able to have access to receive. Now, it is like that in hearing the voice of God. Paul said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hear me, man comprises of spirit, soul, and body. The body is the outer surface which you see that houses the man. Now, the spirit is the man himself. He has a soul, which is the seat of his emotion, his intellect. Are you seeing? The soul is something that needs renewal, whereas the spirit needs regeneration. Look at this. Let me not make this too ambiguous. I want to make this very plain, in a plain language. When Paul says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, it's not the renewing of your spirit, but your mind. Now, the mind you have is, that's your thought life. The way you think. Are you following me at all? The way you think. Now, when you are transformed by the renewal of your mind, for you to be transformed, it is actually a deliberate act. It is an intentional act and an intentional work in your hand. Are you seeing? So Paul said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What can renew the mind of the man is actually the word of God. God has a duty to regenerate your spirit. You can't do that. Only God can do that at the rebirth. That's what it means to be born again. Born again, regeneration is all same thing. Born again, rebirth, regeneration, they are all the same thing. Are you seeing? But then, the renewing of the mind is not the Spirit of God that does it. It is you that does it. You have the responsibility to renew your mind. How do you renew your mind? Okay, look at this. Practical for an example. Romans 12:2, where we are. It says, be not conformed to the pattern of this world. Okay, and now I've read the scripture, and the world does something that is contrary to God. And because I have read the scriptures in Romans 12:2 that says, be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. So because I've read the scripture, it now renews my mind. So whenever the world wants me to do something that is contrary to God, I remember the scriptures that says, be not conformed to this world. So I don't subscribe to the world. Now my mind is renewed in that aspect. Are you seeing? And that came through God's word. Oh, am I speaking to the people tonight? If you're following, say I'm following. The comment section. This is a Bible study. Is our GAG online Bible study. And I know the teachings after this meeting is being shared on many social media platforms, and many people get blessed by this teaching. So you don't take this for granted. The Lord is passing through these meetings. These are Bible studies. God is passing through it to witness to lives. So I see a great number of people saying, I'm following. God bless you. 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 God bless you, Peter Puyi. God bless Marites Madrino. God bless you all. Okay, now, see, you have a duty to renew your mind. I'd like you to know this, because these are protocols to knowing that which is the voice of God. Don't forget, what I'm talking about is on the practical ways of hearing the voice of God. Practical ways of hearing the voice of the Lord. If I don't come in this manner, you may be hearing something else soon and be thinking it is the voice of God. And hear me clear, the voice of God will not contradict the word of God. The voice of God will be in harmony with even the inspired word of God that you read in the Bible. For instance, the voice of God cannot rise up and tell you, Peter Puyi, take your wife to the river, drown her in the sea, for I am the Lord. You will know that cannot be God. Are you seeing? Because it's not consistent with God for the dispensation. You know, that thing God did by telling Abraham to go and sacrifice his son Isaac, that was for the dispensation Abraham was. That cannot apply for others. God cannot call a man tonight and say, go and sacrifice your son on the altar and kill him and use him as a burnt offering. No, God will not do that, because the Lamb of God has settled the matter. Jesus has said it is finished. So you cannot start the business when Jesus has finished that business. I say the business of sacrifices and atonement is finished. Jesus as Christ has done it. So you don't have any obligation to do such sacrifices or rituals. That, by the way. Now let me go into the body of the message. Hear me clear. If you know how to fill yourself with the Word of God first. Fill yourself with the Word of God. You will know that which is the voice of God, and you will know that which is not the voice of God. For instance, I went for a meeting yesterday with my wife. It's a pastor's conference, a minister's conference, where several pastors come, and one of my friends, which is also an elder to me, he organizes the meeting. And now, in that meeting, He began to teach us, that is, the pastors gathered there, that the Holy Spirit is not a person but a move of God. Be listening. He also said that we believers should not greet in any other way but saying His grace. So as believers, we should call each other His grace. So when you see me, you greet me with the divinity in me, salute the divinity in you. It was sounding more of occultic. Are you getting me? So there are some doctrines the man was bringing up. Now, another one he said is that he is the Christ. He is the Christ in a bodily form. There are some of these exegesis he was trying to, some of this grammar he was trying to bring up, which was amounting to heresies. Now, I wouldn't need an audible voice of God to now tell me, my son, this is not true. No, I wouldn't need that. I know that because my mind is renewed. How? Are you following at all? Because my mind has been renewed with the Word of God to be able to discern right from almost right. Not just wrong, because wrong is easily noted, but to discern right from almost right. I can be able to know that which is right and that which is almost right, but not right. Are you seeing? So the man was giving much heresy, so I just ignored my wife in the meeting. We had to stand up and leave the meeting. The man even was like, where are you going, sir, and all of that. I just had to excuse myself and leave the meeting because I couldn't survive that atmosphere of error. And the worst part is that some pastors were downloading the message he was giving to them. Some were like, ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, I was like, these ones, it is because they have not been able to renew their mind with the Word of God. Somebody standing before the pulpit and telling you that he is the Christ, that you are the Christ. A little boy there say, this boy is also Christ. You know, some of those errors, and if not for ministerial ethics, I should stand up and rebuke such teachings, but I just have to respect myself and excuse myself from the meeting with my wife. So that's, by the way, that's not our focus for now, but I just have to come through this avenue to stress a point that if you don't have a foundation first, you'll be hearing familiar spirits thinking it is God speaking to you. Like some of these men that will rise up and tell you that anybody that wears tie in the realm of the spirit, when they die, tie will become a snake around their neck and send them to hellfire. Others, if you know the Word of God, when you hear those voices, you will know that that voice is not the voice of Abba. You know that Abba did not speak that, because it's not consistent with the words of Abba. That's it. So, I go into the matter. If you want to hear the voice of God for your life, if you want to receive God's word for your life, please hear me clear. you must be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am your God. Be still and know that I am your God. If you don't know and if you don't learn the art of stillness, my friend, you will never be able to download God's word for your life. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. Be still. Do you know what it means to be still? Do you know what it means to be still? Huh? Quietness of spirit. Quietness. Meditativeness. Quietness. How do you imagine the Messiah when he was incarnate? That is, when he was in the flesh, in this, on this earth, moving round about. After a while, he will seclude himself from his beloved ones, and he will go to a mountain aside to pray. You think all of the time, when the Messiah goes to the mountain, he will be kabashi. No. He prays, but you find him most times also quiet. Just quiet. Just still before the Lord. Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and you will know that He is God. You see, in the place of stillness, do you know that when water is, there's a way the water will be flowing, you will not see what is beneath the water. But when the water becomes still, you will see even the depth of it. In stillness, many things are revealed. Stillness. Any scripture I call, I'd like anyone that is hearing me to make it on the screen. That is the comment section so that everyone will see. Thank you, Michael Ikena, for bringing that to our light. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. You see, when you practice the art of stillness, let's say, for instance, you wake up in the midnight, you finish praying, and you just quiet yourself. Quiet your spirit. Don't talk. Just be still. It wouldn't take long. I don't think you will spend even 5 minutes before entering a trance. Before entering a trance, you will just see something. It will be spontaneous. What I mean spontaneous is not something you even expected. You may just, for the past days at midnight, after our midnight cry, I always practice stillness. And I see several things. About 5 days ago, I was just still. And all of a sudden, I saw something like a white ointment being poured, and all of a sudden the ointment was poured on my head, and my head, I began to feel the anointing so strong. I knew it was a new anointing in the spirit, and that came whilst I was still waiting on God. You know, the act of waiting on God is not just only in prayer. It is good to pray. Yes, it is good to pray. Then in the course of our prayers, to let's have a time we go still before God. Is a practical way to hear the voice of God. If you don't practice stillness, you can't receive from God. You can't hear from Him. Yes, you can't. The world is too noisy. The world is too noisy. Everywhere noise. In 1 Kings chapter 19, something happened very profound. And God said to Elijah, go forth, stand upon the mount before the Lord. That when the Lord shall pass by. Now a great wind went, broke the rocks, but God was not in the wind. After the wind came an earthquake, God was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, fiery fire. God was not in the fire. But if you read 1 Kings 19, verse 12, you see, and after the fire, a still small voice. A still small voice. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what dost thou hear, Elijah? A still small voice. God moves in the dimensions of stillness. 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 Learn to quiet your spirit. Learn to quiet your spirit. I built a culture over the years, and I would not be insincere with you. I'll be sincere with you that I'm even almost backsliding from that culture of stillness. I built a culture over the years that immediately I come back from my house, I just go on my... Immediately I come back from anywhere, I go back to the house, I just go on my knees for some few minutes, quiet myself. And they thank you, Jesus, I will speak. I won't even... You won't even hear me, but I'll just be muttering it from my heart. This stillness, I will just be still. And before you know, I will receive something. In a day, I could do it several times. Now it is because it seems we are becoming too busy and all of that. But God is still helping me to still keep to it, even though I need to go deeper in it. Learn the art of stillness. Sometimes just walk away. Walk away from the noise. Walk away from family. Maybe you can pick an hour, a particular moment in the day. It can be 1 a.m. after your midnight prayers. You just go somewhere. Even if it's 15 minutes, hear me, you must receive a task. You will receive. You will receive. A trance will come. Something, a flash will come. And see, the symbols are the language of the spirit. In the realm of the spirit, symbols, they count. If you read Revelation, it is a book of symbols and signs. When you see the beast was upon the face of many waters, anything waters like that is a symbol of nations. Is somebody hearing me at all? Are you with me? In the art of stillness, practical today, just maybe pray in tongues for like 30 minutes. After praying in tongues for 30 minutes, just sit down. You don't need to kneel down. It must not be on your knees. You might just sit down. Don't sleep. Just sit down. Quiet your spirit. You can just be muttering, thank you, Jesus, in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. I am telling you, it will not be up to 15 minutes. You will receive a flash, a trance, a vision, something will just come. Those things, don't take them lightly. Yes, God passes at such moment. God passes at such moment. On Wednesday, 2 days ago, which is the 23rd of September this year, 2020, God revealed something to me that I have never received from Him before in my life and all through my work with God. I don't know whether maybe the Lord had wanted me to speak about it in this Bible study, and that's why He brought that revelation to me. We just finished our midnight cry, and the midnight cry will tarry 1 hour, 30 minutes every night where people gather to pray with us. And after the midnight cry, I silenced myself. I made some little prayers, and I went still before God, oh my Jesus. And I heard a voice pass by me and started calling the names of the angels that walk with me. The voice was revealing the names of the angels that God assigned to walk with me. Four of the angels were given to me. Out of the four names were called, but I remember only three now. I missed one. I remember the names of three. The first of the angels. Okay, this is a Bible study. We're a family. Let me just review this, please. What I'm saying is subjective. Don't take it objectively and say, okay, this is how it is. No, please. This is subjective. What was revealed to me was that there is an angel of favor assigned to you. The name of the angel is called Brass. B-R-A-S-S. I was like, what? The third was called Kronos. Men and brethren, I'm trying to be practical here. That's why I'm bringing up this. After the prayer, I was like, let me use Google. After the meditation and the waiting, I said, let me use Google and check what Brass and Kronos could mean. And all of a sudden, I could hear the Lord speaking to me. He said, no, check your scriptures first. I was like, Brass? Now, do you know when I opened the scriptures, I typed Brass for my mobile Bible, and as I was going through all the scriptures, and I was seeing wherever you see gold, silver, bronze, you will see brass. I was like, wow, that was like a currency in those days, brass. What? And now it is said to me that the angel of favor assigned to me is called brass. Listen, I'm not saying the angel of favor assigned to you, I mean me. So don't go and say there is an angel called brass. Biko, please. Oh. But that's what God said to me. And I checked, I was like, brass, a form of currency in those days. And now the voice is saying to me that I have an angel of favor called brass. What? The other one was called Kronos, and it says, this is the angel of war working with you in time. In time. So in time, when I pick that word in time, that's to say in eternity, it will not be like that for me. So it's just for time. That is while I'm on the earth. While I'm on the earth realm. And that was given to me. And I checked that word Kronos. I began to see Grecian legendaries. There was a god known as Kronos and all of that, and I began to see many of those things, and I was now seeing that of a truth, most of those Grecians, even though they erred in worshipping strange spirits, those guys, they peeped into some things that had life, but they could not know the Lord. That's why Paul talked about them in Acts 17, when they erected a monument and said to the unknown God, they did not know him, but they were worshipping him. To the unknown God. They could not. Paul began to explain the ways of God to him, to them. Now, please, if you know me very well, if you know Christian Woking, I'm not the type that likes to share such encounters, please. But because this is called practical ways of hearing the voice of God, I just had to bring this up so that you may use my experience to compare some experiences in your walk. Are you together with me? So never you go out there and begin to say an angel is called brass and these that no. This is subjective. This is what my Abba gave to me and said, these are the angels that walk with me. I just caught two. The other one, let me leave that one. That's by the way. Now see, I secured that revelation. I secured that revelation in the place of stillness. In the place of stillness. And guess what? After I made a command, as the Lord revealed that to me, the particular command I gave in the dimension of favor, it was not up to 24 hours. That is from that Wednesday to today. I received it this morning. Practical. It came. I was like, wow. That's why when Peter received the revelation, Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. So your blessing is tied to the revelation, to the next revelation you have to receive. That's why your blessing is tied. Hear me very clear. This is practical. Tonight, just pray like 1 hour. Just pray in tongues for 1 hour, please. Then, quiet yourself. Sit. I'm not telling you to start rolling on the ground or start shouting. No. Just sit on your couch. You can cross your leg if you want. You can cross your leg. And just steer yourself. You can just be saying, thank you, Jesus. Men and brethren, it wouldn't take 15 minutes. A trance will come, or an open vision, or you'll hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have a God that speaks. Yes, he speaks. But we are too noisy. The world is too noisy. The world is too noisy. The world is a noisy place. Many of you are running from man of God to man of God, looking for a man of God to secure the word of God for you, where you can secure it in your bedroom. Ah! You can secure it in your bedroom tonight. And that's why you are traveling. To secure a word of God. And that's why many are falling into the hands of false prophets. Many are falling into the hands of false prophets. Heaping up prophets for themselves. Putting prophets on payrolls to be praying for them. And many of those prophets, you don't know, they are sleepers. They love their sleep like mad. I'm praying for you, but that night, you even try to pray 15 minutes. Some of them doze throughout the night. No prayer. You are paying for their sleep. They are sleeping and you are paying for their sleep. Oh, we must learn the art of securing the voice of God for our life. Securing the voice of God for our generation. Securing the voice of God for our nation. Ah! Go speaks hitherto. When I mean hitherto, until now, he speaketh. He loves to speak. But we are a people that love noise. The earthquake, the whirlwind, the fire, God was not there. But the still small voice. Have you not heard? Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and you will know that I am God. You want to know? Begin from tonight. Why I said pray in tongues for like 30 minutes or 1 hour is so that you clear the spiritual airwave, so that no demon can come and see. When the spiritual airwave is cleared, the vision cannot be contaminated. Some people's channel of vision is contaminated. By the time you are praying in tongues like 1 hour, you still yourself. You will hear something. I'm not just talking about the one of knowing in your spirit now. You know, I've emphasized so much on the inner witness, you know, knowing, which is greater than any outward manifestation and all of that. But now I'm on the outward manifestation. Now, you will secure a vision that even your inner man will witness that this is from the Lord. This is from the Lord. You have a witness in your spirit. Practical ways of hearing the voice of God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Have you read Psalm 4 verse 4? Please, I need a highlight of Psalm 4 verse 4. Anyone can highlight it for me now. Psalm 4 verse 4. There is something about stillness. The multitude, the crowd, they follow Jesus. He, anywhere he goes. And all of a sudden, Jesus will sneak away from them. Go to a solitary place and pray. And whilst he's praying, he will quiet himself. And the voice will begin to speak. The voice of God that yet speaketh. The voice of God is available for you. But the problem is, you have not made yourself available for the voice of God. Psalm 4 verse 4. Stand in awe and see not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. And you see, you can even be on your bed. You must not be on your knees. You can be on your bed, communing with your heart. Stillness. Just in your heart, just with a disposition of thanksgiving. Oh, I really appreciate you, Father, for all you're doing for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just a disposition of thanksgiving. You just then quiet yourself. I am using 15 minutes. It will not be up to you. You will fall into a trance. If you don't fall into a trance, a vision will pass by you. If a vision does not pass by you, you will see an open vision. Yes, God will speak. But I put a protocol, and that protocol is pray in tongues for like 1 hour or 30 minutes. If you can't pray in tongues, pray in your understanding. Are you seeing? Pray in tongues or pray in understanding. Something will break forth. Or do I have a people that are going to practice this tonight? If you're going to practice this tonight, say, I will practice it tonight. This is practicals. 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 Steal yourself. After praying like 30 minutes or 1 hour, steal yourself. Quiet yourself. Silence your phone. Just relax. Be still. And then you will know that God speaks, even today. You may hear a voice. The voice may even be audible. You may see a vision. You may see an open vision. You may see a trance. Oh, glory to God. I see people saying they'll practice it. Baruch Augustine from Nigeria is going to practice it. Ambo Agua from Cameroon is going to practice it. Bladin Fetele from United Arab Emirates is going to practice it. Good. Where are the others? You're not going to practice it? Okay, no problem. But be still. Peter Puy from Sweden says he's going to practice it. That's good. God bless you all. Just Pray in tongues like what Kaya and Katambele Kantele Skelemanto Kefi in Kantele Montel Maroki Gantele Gianto Bayan Kantele Liondo Marandere Kerimandoski Bayanten Combo Melaita Camelondi Irocom Belemante Eremantele Kelemante Belemantele Mantele Monte. You are praying in tongues like 1 hour. After it, sit on your bed or sit on your chair. You can sit on the ground. Me, I love to sit on the ground. Just relax. You receive something. This is what I'm telling you, 100%. Something must, you will receive it. Many of us, we have the culture, you just finish praying in tongues, the next thing you just go, okay, boom, you lie down on your bed and sleep. No. That is not the way. Marites Madrione from Hong Kong says she's going to practice it. God bless you. Lamba Takachuku from Nigeria says she will practice it. Jose Saunelo from Botswana says she will practice it. God bless you. That's good. I need more confirmations. You just finish praying in tongues and you up to your bed to just sleep. And good, you will receive, you can receive dreams. Of revelations of what is to come. But the better way I give to you is, after that praying in tongues, relax yourself, quiet yourself, still your mind. In that act of stillness, you gather your soul. You don't know what it means to gather your soul. See, people's souls are scattered. You don't know. Yeah, okay, have you heard of something? Somebody saying my mind is scattered. Yes. Many people are scattered. They are in Zimbabwe. They are in Mozambique. They are in the market. They are in the church. They are in the they are everywhere. Scattered. Gather yourself together. Gather yourself together. Quiet yourself. Don't let your mind travel. Just be still. You will know that He is God. You see this thing I'm telling you? People that are into yoga practice, Ekanka people, many of these occultists, they practice stillness, so they commune with the spirit they worship. The spirit comes and gives them encounters, but believers, the act of stillness, they don't practice it. Okay, can I shock you? Do you know what the scripture says in okay, Michael, it cannot good, practice it good. Do you know what the scripture says in Joshua chapter 1? Was that a popular scripture? In Joshua, where God was speaking to Joshua on the book of the law, Joshua 1:8 saying, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night." See, what God instructed is to meditate, not just read. There's a difference between reading and meditating. When you are meditating in it, you are pondering. You still yourself with the word. You are pondering on it. He says further, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. You see, the word of God, if it's not meditated upon, the blessings of it cannot come to us. You don't just read the word. We have a majority of believers, about 90% of believers today, just read the word, they don't meditate. The matter of meditation is still boils down to stillness. You quiet yourself with the word. You still yourself. You ponder on it. You ponder on His goodness. Be still and know that I am your God. Be still and know that I am your God. Be still and know that I am your God. The voice of God is passing through your streets every day. The voice of God passes through your house every day. It passes through your parlor, through your living room, to your bedroom, to your toilet. The voice of God passes hitherto, but the matter is, do you steal yourself? It is until you steal yourself that you will know that He alone is God. If you don't steal yourself, you cannot be able to secure this great voice of God. You cannot. Learn the art of stealing yourself. Be still and know that He is God. I'm saying this is practical because I shared an experience with us That experience I shared is something on how I secured the voice of God for some things that mattered in my life. So, I don't want to progress further, but just to let you know that the voice of God is available for you, but it depends on if you are ready to secure it. Now, did you notice I began with Romans 12 verse 2 that said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind? Why I said the renewing of your mind is important is because if your mind is not renewed, there is a greater probability that false spirits can start giving you visions. Are you seeing? The wrong spirits can start giving you visions and revelations. That is, if your mind is not renewed. But if your mind is renewed, you have more chances of receiving from God and then knowing that which is actually of God. Now, he said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, Romans 12:2, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, when your mind is renewed, that is when you will know that which is good, acceptable and perfect will of God. You can't know the will of God if you are not good in the act of renewing your mind. I said to you, God does not renew your mind. No. God has no business with renewing your mind. God has brought up every facility that can facilitate the renewal of your mind. And the facility that facilitates the renewal of your mind is the Word of God. So if, for an example, you just got born again, you are an idol worshiper, how will you know the ways of God if you don't study the Word of God? Now, in the course of studying the Word of God, you know that which God desires, that which God dislikes, and, you know, it begins to renew you. Your mind begins to be purged and washed. Jesus said, sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is truth. You see, the word is sanctifying you, cleansing you, and that is what the renewal process is all about. You give yourself to it. If you don't give yourself to it, you won't be renewed. The word of God is available for us. That thing I said you can do at midnight can also be done in the morning, can also be done in the noon, can also be done any time, any day, any week, any month, any year. It brings results. But my emphasis on the midnight is because of the solitary nature of the night, the quiet nature of the night, void of distraction. Are you getting me? Majority of the things I do, I like doing them by midnight. Yes, majority of the things I do. I can't count for a great number of time, a very lengthy time. I don't sleep at midnight at all until maybe 4 or 3 a.m. Yes, I achieve more in the night than I do in the day. For some people that the night does not work for, you know, we have many people in different countries here. Maybe you're working in a country that you work at night. There is no problem. But then you create a time for yourself that can be visible to achieve this. Practical. I just brought up one way. Stillness. One way on securing the voice of God is the art of stillness. I'm going to bring up the other ways. I've not talked more on fasting and prayer. I'm still going to talk about fasting and prayer in other of our series. Let's say in the next series, next week, I'll talk about fasting and prayer. But this stillness I'm talking about, you must not even be fasting. Yes, you must not be fasting. But just pray. And after praying, just quiet your mind. You hear. You will hear something. If you don't hear something, you will see something. Yes. You can even sense you can even feel a hand touch you from the realm of the spirit. Physically, you will feel it. These things are happening. Do I have anyone as a witness here? Comment at the comment section. Let me know if you're a witness to these things. Encounters are real. I mean, encounters are real. I've had an encounter before. Okay, Michael Kenner says he's a witness. Glory to God. I've had an encounter before while I was just, I just finished prayers and that was in the city of Owerri. I was I was just done with my university there, and all of a sudden, I started hearing a voice in the kitchen, and the voice was saying, "Why did you let him go?" Why? I was like, "Who are these people talking?" And it was the voice of a woman. And it was the voice of a woman. And the next thing, I was hearing cutlery shaking. Nobody was in the kitchen. And the woman was raging at her girls, saying, "Why did you let her go? Why did you let him go?" And I found out that that woman was the queen of the coast. She was very, very angry with me because she knew how I had worked in those days. It was in the act of stillness that God exposed that thing to me. And I began to pray against that. Oh, God bless you. Baruch Augustine says it's a weakness. Encounters are real. Encounters happen. Why will you be a Christian without encounters? Why will you be, some of you, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, no encounter, nothing real, nothing new. No. We are called to a life of encounter. Romans chapter 1, John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons. We are sons of encounters. The things pertaining to the Spirit should not take us unawares. The things pertaining to the Spirit should not be alien to us. Oh, I have lots of tidings to utter today. But I think we just have to give ourselves to prayer now. We have to give ourselves to prayer. We have to give ourselves to prayer. A life of encounter is important. A life of encounter is important. Now you are going to speak to God and say, "Father, how? I am ready for encounters." Are you ready for encounters? It is actually time for you to lift up your voice to God and say, "Father, I am ready for encounters. I am ready for encounters. I am ready for encounters. I avail myself. I am sealed before thee, O God. I am ready for encounters." Lift up your voice. I am ready for encounters.
I am ready for encounters. Oh God, I am ready for encounters. I am ready for encounters. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Shikaraba. I am ready for encounters. Oh God, I am ready for encounters. Oh God, Father, I am ready for encounters. I am ready for encounters. Oh God, I am ready for encounters. Oh God, I am ready for encounters. My Shikaraba Yende. Father, I am ready for encounters. Shikarabah. I am ready for encounters with you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Shikarabah. Mandarabah, Shikarabah, Shikarabah, Shikarayandirabah, yes, Shikarabah. Urababah, I am ready for encounters, O God. I am ready for encounters with you, Shikarabah. I am ready for encounters. I am ready for encounters. I am ready for encounters.
I want to pray for you that this season and beyond, the Lord will give you encounters. Multiple encounters. Multiple encounters. God will give you encounters. God will make his voice known to you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord make his voice known to you. The voice of God will no longer be alien to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. God's voice will no more be alien to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to leave you now to go and wait on God. I know we have more 10 minutes to close the meeting, but I'll be closing now. I want to give you time to actually use this remaining 10 minutes in your quietness to now pray. And say, "Lord, help me to practice the art of stillness, to still my voice, to still myself, to gather myself together, because we happen to be scattered. We are about many business, cumbered with many matters like matter, cumbered with many things." You're going to ask the Lord to help you to quiet yourself that you may secure his voice. I pray for you. That the Lord whom you seek, that God whom you seek will suddenly appear. The Lord whom you have sought this long shall suddenly appear. God bless you. Just continue speaking to him. Continue speaking to him. God bless you. Shalom.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Nwoke, has just delivered to you a message from heaven. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen.
For your programs, bookings, crusade and testimonies, message us on WhatsApp with +234 703246 9360. You can follow Apostle Christian Nwoke on Facebook. Download our messages through the following platforms: www.foreshare.com or by messaging us on WhatsApp. You can also get the messages on our Telegram and YouTube channel by searching Apostle Christian Nwoke. Visit our website www.gagsermons.com for more information.
You can also spread the gospel we preach by becoming a kingdom partner with us through your love offerings. Kindly message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360 to become a partner.
We are God's Army Global, bringing the fullness of God to every man and taking us numberless as the sand by the seashore to heaven with us, even you.